started. Good morning. How's everyone doing this morning? Did I wake you up? Wonderful. Hey, let's try that again. Good morning. If we could all, let's rise to our feet so that we can worship our Lord and Savior, the King of Kings. Let's do this together. As we join in, let me open us up with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, so much that we could come and worship you this morning. And Lord, we just ask that God, as we lift you up, that God, you would draw all men unto you, God, like your word says, God. Would you draw our hearts, God? Would you open up our minds, Lord? God, give us understanding of your truth, God. And God, that we may share it and we may be lights in dark places, God. We just give you glory in this place this morning, God, because you're worth it. Amen. Amen. First of all, happy Father's Day.
Yes.
Amen. All right. All right, we're going to start this out with a little upbeat song, but I'm going to need your help. So let's clap our hands for the King of Kings. Every move, singing every move I make, I'm making you. You make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Every step I take, I'm taking you. You are my way, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. We're singing waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see your face. Your love has captured me. Oh my God, this love, how can it be? How can it be? All right, let's put our la-las together, all together. Singing la 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 la. For you, King, we're singing la 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 la. Waves of mercy, waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see your face, your love has captured me. Oh my God, this love, how can it be? How can it be? Yeah, yeah, how can it be? How can it be? Yeah, how can it be? Every move, let's proclaim it this morning. Singing every move I make, I'm making you. You make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you.
All for you, Lord.
Every step I take, I'm taking you. You are my way, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. We're singing waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see your face. Your love has captured me. Oh my God, this love, how can it be? How can it be? Yeah, yeah. How can it be? How can it be? All right, here we go. This is what we're going to try. We're going to bring it down, and then we're going to bring a build. And as we crescendo, I want us to hear, I want the Lord to hear your voice this morning. As you say, God, I surrender everything I am, all to you, Lord. I want you to come and take control this morning. I'm tired of walking this road on my own. So we do that, let's proclaim it with our hearts and our voices. Sing la 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 la
la, a little louder now, singing la 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 la. Shout it out, we're singing la 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 la. All for you, Lord, la 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 la. Waves of mercy,
waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see your face. Your love has captured me. Oh my God, this love, how can it be? Yeah, how can it be?
How can it be, Lord?
How can it be?
Yeah,
how can it be? Waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see your face. Your love has captured me. Oh my God, this love, how can it be?
Yeah! Can we give a shout and a clap offering to our King of Kings? Amen. God, you were so worth it this morning. And if we would this morning, let's give everybody a hug and tell them welcome this morning to Pathway.
Morning, everybody. Great to see you here this morning. Barbara Ahlstrom. Barbara, if you'd come up here. Barbara wants to say a few words. She was in a car accident about a week and a half ago, and she just wants to say a few words to everybody.
I just want to thank everybody for all their prayers in the last 2 weeks. I didn't see the car that I hit. I totaled my car completely when I hit her. And right now, I'm sore. My back is all messed up again. But I just want to thank everybody for all their prayers for the last 2 weeks.
Well, thank you, everybody. You take care of our church family. Karen?
Hi, I'm Karen Kelly. I'm the Women's Ministry Director. And in your bulletins, I'm going to go over announcements. And in your bulletins, we have Pathway Happenings. And we'll go over the women's ministry first. But we've got a cool week coming up, women. We have that get-together at my house on Monday nights. But on Tuesday mornings, we start a cool Bible study called Living Free. And one of the ladies that I met at the Joyce Meyer Conference had told me about it. And she said, Karen, it's juicy good. So, and we were looking at it, and it's good. It's really good. We are so excited. So we're going to have it Tuesday mornings at 9 o'clock, starting this Tuesday, at Lynn Mosier's home. And then on Thursday nights, it's going to be at my house at 6:30. It will start. So anybody wants to sign up, I also have the books with me, and you can get one, or you can get one the first night, whichever you prefer. So today or and then if you need any directions, there's directions here, but if you need more, just go ahead and call the cell phones that are listed there. Also, we have next Saturday our women's potluck breakfast. So go ahead and sign up if you want, and if not, you can call me during the week, and we are going to have a great get-together. We're going to hear Sandy Rosso tell her testimony, and if Barbara's up to it, she will give us a song. If not, we'll worship like we did last time, you know, with the CD. So, and then we have the awesome, cool, of course, youth on Wednesday nights at Mark and Darlene Kavanaugh's. So, and in Eagle Crest.
Yes.
I said it right this time.
Got it.
Yeah, cool. So thank you. But you want to look at more? Go ahead and look in the Pathway Happenings, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. If we would, let's continue to worship the Lord, our Lord and Savior.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty, that my soul longs and even faints for you. For here my heart is satisfied within your presence. I sing beneath the shadow of your wings. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your course, thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts, thousands elsewhere.
One thing I ask.
One thing I ask, and I would see, to see your beauty, to find you in the place your glory dwells. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your court, thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your court. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your court, thousands elsewhere.
My heart and flesh,
my heart and flesh cry out for you, the living God. Your spirit's water for my soul. I've tasted and I've seen. Come once again to me. I will draw near to you. I will draw near to you. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts, thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts, thousands elsewhere. Better is one day. Better is one day. Better is one day, thousands elsewhere. Better is one day. Better is one day. Better is one day. Thousands elsewhere. Thousands elsewhere. Thousands elsewhere. Yeah, thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your court. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your court, thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your court. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your court, thousands elsewhere.
Hallelujah. God, we just thank you so much, God. We thank you so much that you stand there with open arms. God, that even when we slip away, even when we turn our eyes, God, that you're always chasing after us. That you never let us go, God. You wait patiently for us. God, I just pray this morning that you would put a hunger in our hearts to know you more, to desire you, God, to be with you, God. God, to know your voice among so many voices out there. God, help us to prefer you. over anything this world has to offer. Because God, you're worth it. What you've done for us and what you're continuing to do, God, we just give you thanks for this morning. Let our lives reflect, God, the love we have for you. Give us a desire, Holy Spirit. Lead us. Better is one day. Better is one day. Better is one day. Thousands elsewhere. Better is one day. Better is one day. Better is one day. Thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your cross. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your cross. Thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your cross. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your cross. Thousands elsewhere. Thousands elsewhere. Oh. Thousands elsewhere. Just worship you, Lord. We just worship you this morning with all our hearts. We want to lay it down before the King of Kings. Oh, Lord. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, oh Lord. Empty us out, Lord Jesus. Prepare us, God. Prepare us for your way. Would you break me, God? Have your way this morning. This next song, you may have heard this on the radio if you listen to K-Love or Family Life. It was written by Jeremy Camp. And the song is just a song kind of following where we've been going here in Pathway of Hope, you know, and saying I need to be led by the Spirit and let go of those things inside me that hinder me from living for God. Let go of those things that block me from feeling the true freedom that God intended for me to have when he sent his son Jesus on the cross to die for my sins. But this song takes an action. It's not just a word or a voice. It takes us doing something. So this morning, if you would join with me in this song and just make this proclamation in your life, declare it and say, God, this is where I want to be, God. This is what I need to do. Please do this.
Holy fire, burn away my desire of anything that is not of you and is of me. I want more of you. And less of me, yeah.
Just let that be your heart this morning before the King of Kings.
Holy fire, burn away my desire of anything that is not of you and is of me. Well, I want more of you and less of me. Empty me. Empty me. And fill. Oh, won't you fill me with you, with you. Holy fire, burn away were my desire of anything that is not of you and is of me. Well, I want more of you and less of me. Won't you fill me with you, with you? Oh, won't you empty me? Oh, won't you empty me now? Oh, won't you empty me? Oh, won't you empty me now? Oh, won't you empty me? Oh, won't you empty me now? Oh, won't you empty me? Oh, won't you empty me now? Empty me.
Proclaim that.
Empty me.
With you, Lord.
With you. With you. With you. With you. Holy fire, burn away my desire of anything that is not of you and is of me. I want more of you and less of me.
That is not,
that is not of you and is of me. I want more of you and less of me. Empty me. Empty me. And fill. Won't you fill me with you? With you.
Let him empty you this morning.
Empty me. When fail, won't you fill me? Yeah, with you. With you. Empty me.
Come and empty us this morning, Lord.
Me.
And fill us with your love.
And fill, won't you fill me with you, with you.
Let's just declare that with you.
With you, oh. With you,
only with you, Lord.
With you, with you. With you.
You know, as we were singing this song, I got the image in my head of a pumpkin at Halloween, right? And you know, you carve out the pumpkin at Halloween time, and when we're asking God to empty us of everything that's not of Him, just like when you're carving that pumpkin. Sometimes it's an invasive process. Sometimes it's violent. It's gutting. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sometimes it hurts. Imagine being the pumpkin. But that's what God wants to do for us today. He wants to empty us of everything that is not Him.
Yes.
And fill us with His Spirit. And His love and His power and His strength, yes, to get through everything that's going on in our lives. His peace for everything that we're going through. Yes. He wants to fill us with that. But we've got to be emptied first. We're going to have our ministry of prayer right now, if our prayer teams would come forward. As we sing this last song, this is a song that Randy actually wrote a few weeks ago. Let's sing this song together and just, before we hear God's word today, let's let him speak to our hearts, empty us out, clean out all the junk in our lives so that he can really fill us up this morning with what he wants to give us today. So you can come forward, you can pray with one of our prayer teams if you want. You can stay in your seat and sing along with the worship team. You can stay in your seat and pray. We have the cross up on the stage, and we have some kneeling pads there on the stairs if you want to come to the cross and pray there. There's lots of opportunities for you, however you want to worship this morning, however you want to come to God today, and just lay your junk at the foot of the cross. And walk away. And just let him take control. Empty yourself so that he can speak to you this morning. Okay? Let's worship together.
Lord, in this moment, well, I feel the warmth of you inside, and no other feeling like the way your love has touched my life. And though a storm is raging, and there's a battle for my soul, well, I will keep proclaiming that I am yours and yours alone. And even when I'm tempted to look the other way, you will be my refuge that I will run to every day. Yeah, I'll run to every day. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and take control. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm letting go. Oh, Holy Spirit, won't you come and take control. Oh, Holy Spirit, here I am, Lord, and I'm letting go. Lord, in this moment, I need your voice to lead my life through all the darkness. Your word will be my guiding light. And though a storm is raging, and there's a battle for my soul, well, I will keep proclaiming that I am yours and yours alone. And even when I'm tempted to look the other way, you will be my that I will run to every day. Yeah, I will run to every day. Yeah. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and take control. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm letting go. Oh, Holy Spirit, won't you come, Lord? Come and take control. Oh, Holy Spirit. fears I hide. Of every wicked way that hinders me from living like I should. Melt away my pride and let your Holy Spirit shine. Let it shine. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and take control. Oh, Holy Spirit, oh Lord, I'm letting go. I'm letting go. Oh, Holy Spirit, everything I am, Lord, come and take control. Oh, Holy Spirit, here I am, Lord, I'm letting go. Oh, Holy Spirit, here I am, Lord, here I am, come and take control. Oh, Holy Spirit, everything I am, I'm letting go. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and take control. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm letting go.
Fight God. Don't fight God this morning. Some of you are in a battle right now inside your minds for your soul. Don't fight God. Let Him in. Let Him do the work He needs to do. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let the Holy Spirit take control of your life. Don't fight Him. Let's sing this one more time.
Oh, Holy Spirit, come and take control. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm letting go. Oh, Holy Spirit,
here I am, Lord,
come and take control. Oh, Holy Spirit, everything I have, I'm letting go. Oh, Holy Spirit,
come and take control.
Come and take control. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm letting go.
And though a storm is raging,
and though a storm is raging, and there's a battle for my soul, well, I will keep proclaiming that I am yours and yours alone. And even when I'm tempted to look the other way, you will be my refuge that I will run to every day. Yeah, we'll run to every day. Yeah. Oh, Holy Spirit,
would you lift your voices up?
Come and take control. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm letting go. Oh, Holy Spirit, won't you come and take control? Oh, I'm letting go.
Thank you, guys. You can be seated. Worship team also. Go ahead. We're going to worship the Lord right now, continuing in our heart of worship here this morning. We're going to worship the Lord with his tithes and our offerings. Yes. Giving is a good thing. Let's praise God. All right. Let's have a word of prayer over the tithes and offerings today, shall we? Lord Jesus, we praise you, Lord, for what you're doing here this morning among us, Lord. Thank you for the hearts that you're changing today. Thank you for the process that you're taking us through to transform us, make us more and more like you. Lord, right now we just want to give a little bit back to you of what you've given to us in our lives. I pray that you bless these tithes and offerings, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead, ushers. We are starting a new sermon series this week. We finished up last week with our sermon series about the new vision for Pathway, our new vision statement. That was terrific. Now we're starting a new sermon series today on the names of God. And I was talking with Dick Moser about this earlier this week, and he has a really neat story that just kind of illustrates how important it is to know the different names of God and identify with God in those ways in our lives. And so I want Dick to come forward and share that story with us today.
You know, a lot of times we define God in different ways. You remember out of Scripture where Abraham was being obedient to God's word and had taken his son, his only son, and was preparing to actually sacrifice him to God. But God came in just the right time and provided a lamb caught in a thicket that he was then able to sacrifice. So from that encounter, Abraham dubbed God or named God Jehovah Jireh, God of provision. Through Scripture, I got to admit, in the English language, we get kind of cheated. We're given a handful of names of God. I mean, we call him God the Father or God the Son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, Lord. There's several names that we've been given. In the Hebrew and Greek languages, there is actually a little book out that says there are 52 names of God depicted in Scripture. 52 names. So each of those names has wrapped into it an attribute, a principle of who God is. And years ago, I had a professor at the University of Washington that liked to trip up Christian students. So on his final exam, he would give out an exam that actually had five questions on it. It was a take-home exam. That's kind of a neat one. And you got to pick which questions you wanted to answer. And you got to pick any two of the five questions. Well, our teacher's assistant in our little study group, because the main class had over 500 students in it, and our TA said, hey, guys, as he's handing out the final exam, I don't want to see any of you try to answer number two. I've never seen anybody get better than a D on that one. Of course, I had to look and see what number two was all about. And number two dealt with the existence of God. And this professor, in his own wisdom, felt he had developed a question that could trip up any of his Christian students. And the question went along with something like, if we define God as, all-powerful. Yeah. All-creative ability. Yeah, that fits. All-knowledge. Last I checked, yeah. Then can this God create a stone so large he can't move it? This kind of catch-22 thing. So you sit there and ponder that. If he can create the stone and he can't move it, then he isn't all-powerful. But if he can't create the stone big enough to where he can't move it, then he doesn't have all creative ability. We're kind of stuck in the middle of this thing. Well, in philosophy, one of the first things you learn is don't answer the question. But I thought you said this was a final exam. Yeah, it was. What you do is you question the question. Is this really a valid question? Or, if you're really brave, you question the questioner, which happens to be your professor. Not a smooth move. I can now understand why nobody gets better than a D on this one. But the challenge was on, and so, and I knew it was the Holy Spirit. You know, I got to confess, even in those days, I wasn't really walking tight with the Lord. So it was his mercy, his grace, that allowed me to even tackle this question. And I was empty, as we sang, and he began to fill me up. And through history, I realized, okay, if we're dealing with the absolutes of God, he has all power. That neat little three-letter word, all, that doesn't leave very much out. Okay. And he has all creative ability. Well, what other absolutes have we seen in our lifetime, in our history? Well, you remember when you were studying history, they used to think the world was flat. And that was pretty easy to prove. I mean, just pour water out and it's flat. So how can you get water to bend? It boggles the mind. How does water bend all the way around without falling off? And yet, that one got solved. They finally realized through their increased understanding and ability, for whatever reason, we had to sail around this thing. And we don't fall off. And the water doesn't drain off into a bucket over here. That's kind of cool. There was one that was more recent that solved another absolute. Sir Isaac Newton had made a little statement that literally was absolute. He said, whatever goes up must come down. That worked for a lot of years until 1956. And all of a sudden, the Russians shot this Sputnik out there, and it didn't come back. What changed? Our ability, our understanding, that was always a potential. So having written down a couple of these heretofore thought to be absolutes on my exam question, I finished the question with a statement that I went to the back to the professor end of this question, and I simply said, if these things had been thought to be absolute and then proved that you really could throw something up that wasn't going to come back, by your mere definition of God being all-powerful, all-creative ability, all-wisdom, a unless you consider yourself equal to God in all of your definition of who God is. By your mere definition of God, you have rendered yourself incompetent to even question his existence. The TA was passing these things back, and he went, "Wow, what did you write?" And I looked at that, and the instructor had written on that paper, he said, "I have spent an average of 4.5 minutes per exam." Now remember, he's got over 500 of these that he's working on. 4.5 minutes per exam grading them. Yours, now I have spent in excess of 45 minutes trying to come up with what I feel is a suitable rebuttal. Whenever you have one of these if-then statements, and that's what philosophy is all about, you try to come up with something that'll twist their argument back against them. He said, "I as yet do not feel I have come up with a suitable rebuttal. But given sufficient time, I do feel that I will be able to come up with a suitable rebuttal. Nevertheless, well done, A plus." And I thought, well, it's cool. Well, I've got to tell this story over the years. I mean, this is when I was in college, to a number of people. And for years, as I was explaining the whole exam thing, the Holy Spirit would nudge me and said, "He's still working on it." I thought, that's cool. Then one night, we were standing in a church up in Washington, and just, it was a Wednesday night, praising and worshiping God and speaking of the attributes of who God is and the marvelous wonderment of his creation and of his authority and his power and his healing touch and all of these things explaining who God really is. And the Holy Spirit said, "He now knows." And instantly I knew who he was speaking of. "He now knows." I even said to Lynn, I said, "Honey, the professor, yeah? The professor knows. He knows God. He's saved." And she goes, "I hope so." I said, "What do you mean?" "He may have just died. And now he knows for sure." That fool kid in my class years ago was right. See, the professor thought he knew God. And then he could design his way around this definition of who God is. But in a face-to-face meeting with God, he came up empty. He knew about God, but he didn't really know the same God I serve. As we learn over these next weeks, the names of God, let those be implanted within your heart. Ask God, this is a real challenge, ask God to prove himself real in you. If you are introduced to God as your healer, what do you think it took you to get to that point of knowing him? You had to be healed from something. So embrace the difficulties of life, looking for God to reveal himself to you through those trials, those tribulations, those troubles. Don't just know about God. We all know about people. If I said the name George W. Bush, everybody's got it in their brain. Well, he was the president. But if I handed my cell phone to you, could any of you call him? You know about him. But only somebody that is intimate relationship with would have that ability to speak with him on the phone or face to face. Learn to know God that you might speak with him as your healer, as your Prince of Peace, as your Father, as your Counselor, as your strong and mighty tower, a place of refuge, that in the midst of trouble, you say, "No, I'm going into God. learn to know him by his names, plural. I'm sorry we're cheated in the English language, but there are so many attributes, at least 56 of them, one author has it, so many attributes of God that he desires to introduce himself to you by his names, by his nature, because he proves himself in our own hearts. And then we're not working on a definition of who God is. We're working on a relationship with the living God. Thank you.
So that's why it's critical that we have an understanding of who God is, of his names, his attributes. We have to know him, not just know about him. Very good. Thank you, Dick. Because this is a new series, we have a new verse that we're going to be memorizing as a congregation. Paul, if you would pass those little verse cards out. And this new verse should be on the screen behind you. Acts 2:21 is real easy this time. And it's, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. It's Acts 2:20. Let's all say it together, shall we? And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And that's God, and that's knowing God as our Savior. That's one of the names of God. Today, you know, just because, you know, Dick said there are 56 names of God, doesn't mean I'm going to be spending 56 weeks on this series. I'm not, I promise. It's probably going to be a six-week series unless God changes direction on me, which is entirely possible. But he's done it before. In fact, he did it last night. Last night, 11 o'clock, he said, okay, I'm going to rewrite half your sermon. And said, okay, I'm there. So it's kind of funny because our last series verse was Romans 8, 9. And, we memorized it at church. And really later on in the chapter, it really flows right into where we're heading today with today's name of God that we're studying. So Romans 8, 9a said, you, however, remember, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. You remember that? You got that in your brain still? All right. Later on in verse 13 of that same chapter, it says, for if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs with God, heirs of God, and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. So we are children of God. And what I'm talking about today is God as our heavenly Father. In honor of Father's Day today, I'm talking about God as our heavenly Father. I'm going to raise this up. Now I can read it a little better. So God is our heavenly Father. And God has adopted us as his sons and daughters. You know, Jesus is God's one and only son. But we have been adopted into God's family. And we see that in Ephesians 1:5, in the New Living Translation. I like how it puts it. It says, God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. See, Jesus died on the cross. God gave his one and only true son to die so that he could adopt us as his children. And that just blows me away. I have one son. I have Isaac, who's 2 years old. If you asked me to give him up so that I could adopt 500 other kids, I don't know. I couldn't do that. I couldn't afford that. It's a lot of food. But I would not give up my son. But God did that for us. He gave his son so that he could adopt us into his family so we could spend eternity with him forever in heaven. He adopted us. And because we're adopted into his family, we're adopted by our heavenly Father, then we get all the benefits of being God's sons and daughters, being part of God's family. You know, we get to live with him forever in heaven. That's the main benefit. You know, we get his strength and his power and his name behind everything we do. You know, we can pray in the name of God, in the name of Jesus, and we have that authority because we are his sons and his daughters. We're his family. God is our heavenly Father. Now, in order to complete the adoption, usually, you know, when somebody goes to adopt a child, you know, they get to pick the kid, right? And the kid doesn't have a whole lot of choice in the matter. If the parents like the kid goes to live with parents, you know, depending on how old they are. But with us, we have a choice. God has offered us salvation. He has offered to bring us into his family. We need to accept that offer. You say, God, I want to be your child. I want to be a part of your family. Thank you for this offer of eternal life. We've got to accept that offer to be part of God's family. You know, we can, as dads, as parents, we identify with our kids, right? When they hurt, we hurt. When they are celebrating a victory, we're celebrating with them. And it's the same with God. You know, when God hurts when we hurt. When you're going through something in your life and it feels like there's no way out, he feels that. He knows you're hurting. And as parents, we want to help, right? We want to help our kids when they're hurting. And our Heavenly Father wants to be there for you. He wants to rejoice with you in the good times, the exciting times. He wants to weep with you in the sad times. And he wants to be there to hold your hand, to carry you. Have you heard that that poem about footsteps in the sand? Have you heard that poem? Yeah, you know, the kid's walking along, the guy's walking along the beach, and he gets to the end of his life, and he looks back, and he looks at the beach, and there are times, he's talking to God, and there are times when in his life, usually there's two sets of footprints in the sand, because God's walking along with him, and then there's times in his life when there's only one set of footprints. And he's like, "What? Those were the hardest times in my life. Why did you leave me during those times, God?" And God says, I didn't leave you. Those are the times when I was carrying you. Because he's our heavenly Father. Just like you'll pick up your kid and wrap your arms around him when he skins his knee. Isaac was outside playing last night in the backyard, and he fell in the rocks and kind of bruised his knee up, and it was bleeding a little bit. And I ran to him, and I swept him up in my arms, and he was crying, and I gave him a big hug, and I carried him into the house, and I set him on the sink, and I cleaned up his cut, and I put a Band-Aid on it, and then he was all grins after that, you know, because his daddy loved him, his daddy took care of him. God wants to do that for us, too. He wants to be our daddy. He wants to take care of us when we hurt. He wants to repair the wounds in our lives. Just like us as dads and parents, we love our kids, we take care of our kids, we discipline our kids when they need it, right? We reward our kids when they do something special. God does the same things for us. He loves us. He takes care of us. He disciplines us when necessary to make us better people, to make us more like him, to make us change direction. And he rewards us when we obey him. He's our heavenly Father. Some of us, because our earthly dads maybe weren't the greatest role models, some of us have a skewed view of what it means, you know, to be a good father, to have a good father. And God can repair that. He wants to show you what a good father really is, because he's perfect. He's the perfect father. So some of us have some blocks to get through in our minds, to break through, so that we can really accept God as our Heavenly Father. But give him a chance. Give him a chance to prove to you what it really means to have him as our Heavenly Father. Can you do that? Give him that chance. This is Father's Day. And often, you know, we talk about dads on Father's Day. We celebrate dads. We celebrate being a dad. I want us to celebrate today God being our dad, our Heavenly Father. You know, these are all your brothers and sisters. If you're saved, if you're part of God's family, these are all our brothers. We're all brothers and sisters. We're all part of the same family. Let's. We're going to do something special here in a minute. I really short message today, mainly because Paul is going back to get the children and bring them in here. I'm going to have the children go to each of their parents, their family members. You know, if a parent isn't here for a kid, I think Janet's going to take the kids who don't have parents here today. But we're going to celebrate the Lord in communion. And as a dad, let me encourage you fathers to be the spiritual leaders of your home. Because you're going to have to answer to God for how you have led your family someday. Someday when you get to heaven, you're going to have to answer to God for how you raised your family. Were you the spiritual leader of your home? And so I want to give you an example, an opportunity to practice that today by leading your families in communion. And it's not that scary. I'm going to walk you through it. It's going to be real easy. But I want to give you that opportunity to just practice being the spiritual leaders of your home. You know, and you can take this home and apply it there. Pray with your kids. Pray with your wives. Do devotions as a family. You know, when somebody in your family gets in a fight or gets hurt or whatever, you know, walk them through the Bible, the verses that apply to the situation that your kid is going through. You know, you can do that. You don't have to be a Bible scholar to do that. You can lead your family. Be the spiritual leader of your home. And so what I'm going to do is when the kids get in here, I'm going to have them go to their parents. We're going to pass the elements while Karen brings us a song. And then we're going to celebrate communion. Before we do that, though, let's bow our heads. Like I said, God wants to be your Heavenly Father today, if he's not already. So if there's anybody here today who does not know God as their Heavenly Father, you're not saved, you're not a Christian, if you would just raise your hand, look at me, I will know to pray for you, to pray with you, to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He can be your dad. Yes, I see you. God wants to be your Heavenly Father today. Let's pray this prayer together as a family. Let's all pray it together. Repeat after me. Say, Heavenly Father, thank you for saving me. Right now, I give my life to you. Empty me. Clean out all the junk. And fill me with you. Come into my heart. Thank you, Jesus, for taking control. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Kids, are you here? Find your folks, okay?
Where's Abby? There's Abby. And Isaac. All right. This is my family, guys, if you don't know. This is Abby and Isaac. Okay, so ushers, if you would come forward. And while Karen brings us a song, I'm going to have you pass the elements.
God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder. Thy powers throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great
All right. So while the plates are finished being passed, let me explain what's going on, kids. For those of you who don't know, these crackers we're passing out, this represents Jesus' body. This represents Jesus' body, which Jesus died on the cross for you 2,000 years ago. And this bread represents Christ's body that was on that cross. And the juice... Hi, buddy. How you doing? The juice here represents Jesus' blood that was shed on the cross 2,000 years ago. So what I'd like you to do, dads or leaders of your household that are here today, I'd like you to just pray with your families. And just on your own time, go ahead and take communion together as a family. You know, eat the bread and drink the cup, and then we'll have the worship team up here after that. Let's take a few moments, take your time, pray with your family, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Holy Spirit, come and take control. Oh, Holy Spirit, here I am, Lord, here I'm ready. Church, come and take control.
Come and take control.
Oh, Holy Spirit,
have everything,
cause I'm letting go. Lord, in this moment, I feel the warmth of you. Over the feeling, like the way your love has touched my life. And though a storm is raging, and there's a battle for my soul, well, I will keep proclaiming that I am yours and yours alone. And even when I'm tempted to look the other way, you will be my refuge that I will run to every day. Yeah, I will run to every day. Oh, Holy Spirit,
hear your voice, church. Come and take control.
Come and take control. Oh, Holy Spirit, here I am, Lord, and I'm letting go. Oh, Holy Spirit,
won't you come, Lord,
come and take control. Oh, Holy Spirit,
here I am, Lord,
and I'm letting go. Through all this darkness, your word will be my guiding light.
And though a storm is raging, and there's a battle for my soul, well, I will keep proclaiming
that I am yours and yours alone.
And even when I'm tempted
to look the other way,
you will be my
that I will run to every day.
Yeah, I will run to every day. Yeah.
Oh, Holy Spirit,
won't you come?
Come and take control. Oh,
dismiss you now. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Don't forget to memorize your verse for next week. Amen. We'll be working on it over the next 6 weeks or so. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Thank you, church family. You're dismissed.
Ooh, Holy Spirit, oh Lord, won't you come and take control. Oh, Holy Spirit, Lord, here I am, I'm letting go.
this fear inside.